good reason. But they can leave the way out now. He was a dead tripper, one way ticket, yeah. It took me so long to find out, and I found out. Well, this is Jim Patzer, your host on Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This is 15th day of May, 2024, simulcasting on Speak Free Radio. Three big stories to start off with. The UCLA attackers have been exposed. They're violent Zionist agitators. They're from the Chab Lubavitch extreme Zionist faction. They have been assaulting our young American students who've been exercising their freedom of speech in a vicious manner. In the case of UCLA, the LA police stood down for 2 hours to allow them to brutalize. We even have the name, you have the background of one after another of these thugs, including even a guy who's a professional boxer who was in there beating up students. They were even using iron bars. It was unbelievable. Just really, truly outrageous. Gray Zone has obtained a complete dossier composed by anonymous sleuths claiming involvement with the protest, identifying some of the perpetrators. They mailed the document to the UCLA administration and to the UCPD, as well as Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass. It contained detailed information about the identities of those who were filmed carrying out the wanton violence. LA area police have arrested droves of students protesting Israel's U.S.-backed genocide in Gaza, accusing over 40 students and journalists of conspiracy to commit burglary for attempting to sit in on school ground. How absurd is that? Yet authorities have made a grand total of 0 arrests in the coordinated Zionist mob assault against UCLA anti-genocide protesters on April 30th, to whom we all owe a debt of appreciation. Protests by students are as American as apple pie. Frequently they occur, but they're only rarely ever censored. In fact, this is an extraordinary case, and of course it's because Israel is involved. And as Voltaire observed, if you want to know who rules over you, just ascertain who you're not allowed to criticize, and that's, of course, Israel. Outrageous. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister of Slovakia has been shot multiple times in an attempted assassination of Robert Fico, very good man, who had altered Slovakia's attitude from pro-Ukraine, anti-Russia, to pro-Russia, anti-Ukraine. He's also supported Palestinian statehood. A statement on his Facebook said he'd been shot multiple times and in life-threatening condition. He's expected to receive medical procedures the next several hours. They have hired the assassin, I have no doubt. He's going to be tracked back to Ukraine. This is really serious stuff. Many who are familiar with history will recognize that the First World War was preceded by a series of assassinations. It was not only that of the Archduke Ferdinand, but multiple others. Here, Fico, a third-year premier, and his leftist smear or direction party won Slovakia's September 30 parliamentary elections, staging a political comeback after campaigning on a pro-Russian and anti-American message. That's totally appropriate. Critics are worried Slovakia under Fico abandoned the country's pro-Western course and followed the direction of Hungary under populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban, which it would be the right thing to do. He has, as I said, condemned the actions of violence, citing, you know, Zelensky's own words against him. He's a very good man like Orban. I wouldn't be surprised if Orban were to wind up on a hit list as well, sad to say. And of course, Vladimir Putin has been at the head of the list, but appears to have very good security, just as does Donald Trump. There have probably been a dozen attempts to assassinate Trump, including one using a drone, firing a rifle into his bedroom window, and it would have been successful. This was in the middle of the night when he was asleep. It would have been successful, but a week before, they'd replace the glass with bulletproof. Meanwhile, ready to rumble, Trump accepts Biden's offer of two debates. A debate officer by President Joe Biden posted a video on May 15th, right? That's today. Was accepted within the hour by a reply post on Truth Social by former President Donald Trump. Biden said in the 15-second video he would like two debates against President Trump and claims he won two against Trump in 2020, which was a ridiculous claim. So since then, he hasn't shown up for another. Another is trying to put down Trump. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again for the president. I mean, this is a walking cadaver. Well, make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald. I hear you're free on Wednesdays. President Trump responded, noting that in his opinion, Biden is the worst president he's ever faced, that the current president can't put two sentences together, which is a fact. It's time for a debate so he can explain to the American people his highly destructive open borders policy, new and ridiculous EV mandates, the allowance of crushing inflation, high taxes, and his really weak foreign policy, which is allowing the world to catch on fire. I am ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe at the two proposed times in June and September, Trump said in his post, referring to the suggestion by the Biden campaign in their letter, noting the president would not be making an appearance at their pre-scheduled debate, instead calling for them to organize the debates themselves. The commission had already scheduled a vice presidential and three presidential starting on September 16th, but the Biden campaign said they wanted to have them prior to early voting, one in June and one in September. Here, it looks as though what we've got is an offer from CNN to debate in Atlanta on June 27th, June 27th, and another from ABC on September 10th, on September 10th. They'll be held in their studios, according to the network, and will not include an audience. Now, that was actually a condition of the Biden team, that there not be an audience. They were worried about being condemned for being pro-Israel, for sending all the bombs. They didn't want anti-genocide protesters attacking Biden. All right, fair enough. Now you got it. Meanwhile, we have a report from the Truth Seeker, a Ukraine situation report, an army and a country at their end, from Moon of Alabama, dated yesterday. Stephen Bryan writes correctly, the purpose of the Russian offensive toward Kharkiv is to disintegrate the Ukrainian army. To my mind, Russia's objective is to force Ukraine's army to chase after invading Russian units. The idea is to cause heavy casualties on the Ukrainian side, and if all goes according to plan, either to split Ukraine's army in two or to disintegrate it altogether. In such a manner, the idea is not just to take territory, but to destroy Ukraine's ability to resist. There are many indications that Russia is having success in the ongoing operation. He continues, General Kirilo Budanov, the head of the Ukrainian military intel agency, which includes foreign fighters and Nazi units, agrees. He paints a bleak picture. Like most Ukrainian official and military experts, General Budanov said he believes the Russian attacks in the northeast are intended to stretch Ukraine's already thin reserves of soldiers and divert them from fighting elsewhere. That is exactly what is happening now, he acknowledged. He said the Ukrainian army was trying to redirect troops from other frontline areas to shore up its defenses in the northeast, but it had been difficult to find the personnel. All of our forces are either here or in Chasiv Yar, he said, referring to a Ukrainian stronghold about 120 miles further south than Russian troops have assaulted in recent weeks. I've used everything we have, unfortunately. We don't have anyone else in the reserves. The Ukrainian military has pulled out parts of various brigades that are engaged in the east and moving them north toward the Kharkov region. This will be a hodgepodge of partly filled battalions without a unified command and with nothing left to stop any holes elsewhere. In other words, the war is lost. Meanwhile, we have Blinken justifying the decision of Volodymyr Zelensky to cancel the election in Ukraine. Of course, what else? What else did we expect? It was widely anticipated he would be given the boot. Well, he didn't want the boot, so he's not even going to allow the election to take place. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Tuesday, delivered a speech where he justified Volodymyr Zelensky's decision to postpone elections. Presidential elections were due to be held in March, but they weren't. Zelensky will remain in office after his term ends on May 20th. Ukrainian parliamentary elections were scheduled to be held last October, but they were also canceled. That's the kind of democracy we have in Ukraine, certainly worth sending all of our money and all of our weapons to defend. Zelensky and other Ukrainian officials have justified the decision by pointing to Ukraine's constitution, which prohibits election during martial law, which was first declared when Russia invaded and has been extended since. At one point, however, Zelensky made it clear he could hold a vote if he wanted to. Obviously, a bad idea for a guy who wants to stay in office. Meanwhile, True News reports that UK defense chief has authorized Ukraine to strike the Crimean Bridge. Frankly, this is such a bad idea. I would not be surprised if this happens to see it could be at the expense of the Tower Bridge or the London Bridge. Russia would not allow this to happen. And if we're reading about it in True News, you can be sure they're aware of what's going on. They're not going to be happy about it. Meanwhile, Information Clearinghouse reports Israel's willing executioners. Hundreds of thousands of people are being forced to flee once again after more than half of Gaza's population took sanctuary in the border town of Rafah. This is part of Israel's sadistic playbook. And here you got a family looking at the TV showing genocide with smiley faces pasted on their face. This is Chris Hedges. Run, the Israelis demand. Run for your lives. Run from Rafah the way you ran from Gaza City, the way you ran from Jabalia, the way you ran from Deir Allah, the way you ran from Beit Hurut, the way you ran from Beri Shula, the way you ran from Khan Yunus. Run or we will kill you. We dropped 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs on your tent equipment. We will spray you with bullets from our machine gun-equipped drones. We will pound you with artillery and tank shells. We will shoot you down with snipers. We will decimate your tents, your refugee camps, your cities, towns, homes, schools, hospitals, water purification plants. We will rain death from the sky. Wow. Has he ever got that right? Meanwhile, Scott Ritter asked, how isolated is Israel with Judge Napolitano?
Scott, Scott Ritter joins us now. Scott, a pleasure, my dear friend. Thank you, as always, for your time and for your insight. How isolated is the state of Israel as we speak?
It's about as isolated as it has been at any time in its history. Israel has always had a very effective public relations capability. They've the necessity of Israel, born out of the Holocaust, an embattled Israel dating back to 1948, sidestepping the reality of the Nakba, or the catastrophe to the Palestinian people, instead focusing on how this small band of brothers resisted overwhelming opponents to survive as a nation state, the miracle of 1967, ignoring the attack on the USS Liberty, focusing instead on their ability to defeat three Arab nations at once. The comeback in the 1973 Yom Kippur War, the disaster, the horror of the Munich Olympic massacre, which made Israel, more of a victim, the heroism of Entebbe, on and on and on. Israel has just sold itself as sort of this Middle East equivalent of the United States. Indeed, when I was in Israel back in the 1990s, every major holiday, the Israelis would fly an Israeli flag out of one window and an American flag out of the other. They considered themselves to be the 51st state. We are America, they would tell me over and over again. And indeed, the sycophancy paid off with absolute American support in the United Nations and on the international scene. And it was, again, as of October 6th, this was playing very well. If people recall, on October 6th, Israel was on the cusp of closing a deal with Saudi Arabia to normalize relations that would set in motion the potential for implementation of this India Middle East economic corridor that Joe Biden had sold at the G20 summit in the summer of 2023. Now Benjamin Netanyahu touted it in September before the United Nations. This was going to be the economic miracle that would keep Israel alive geopolitically, economically. And then October 7th came. And again, ostensibly, one would think that when you are attacked by a terrorist organization like Hamas, which many nations view as a terrorist organization, that the world would be sympathetic to you. But Israel didn't know how to respond properly. And this is one of the genius moves of Hamas, by letting Israel be Israel. You see, Israel had sold itself to be one thing, but anybody who had studied Israel would realize that it was something completely different. I mean, after all, we knew that the Dahiwa doctrine, the mowing the grass, the disproportional response to civilians, holding the civilians accountable, dated back to 2006 and had its roots even prior to that. Israel has a tendency to massacre people. We've seen the Sabra Shatila massacre in the refugee camps in Lebanon. We've seen Israel slaughtering Egyptian prisoners of war during the night, during the Sinai campaign. This is a murderous nation, and it's only gotten more murderous. And what's happened now, because of their genocidal policies towards the Palestinian people, is that the shroud that made Israel look like a nice, fuzzy little rabbit to be hugged has been removed, and Israel's been exposed as the demonic nation that it is. And it's lost the support of the world. It's losing the support of Europe, and it's losing the support of the American people themselves. Our students have picked up the baton and are running with it. These are the torchbearers of everything that America's supposed to stand for, and they're holding Israel to account, even though our government won't. But Israel's never been in such a precarious situation as it is today.
How just wonderful, just a spectacular statement. Meanwhile, nevertheless, our government is going to move forward with over $1 billion in weapons for Israel. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
No matter what horrors, no matter what savagery, no matter what sadistic practices Israel is inflicting upon the Palestinians, Joe Biden and his administration are right there pitching with him. Biden moves forward over $1 billion in weapons for Israel as tanks push deeper into Rafah. The Biden admin has notified Congress and to move forward with a weapon package for Israel worth over $1 billion as Israeli tanks are pushing further into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The arms package, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, includes $700 million in tank ammunition, $500 million in tactical vehicles, and $60 million in mortar rounds. The arms could take years to deliver, but the deal demonstrates U.S. long-term commitment to arming Israel, despite Biden's warning he would stop supplying certain types if Israel were to launch a major attack on Rafah. Well, it's launched the attack, but the weapons continue to flow. Meanwhile, Ben-Gur calls for Gaza reoccupation, ethnic cleansing, and declares it is moral. Well, nothing could be more immoral than slaughtering innocent civilians, women, children. We must encourage migration, encourage a voluntary migration of the residents of Gaza. It is moral, he declares. Just get them out of the way. Two Israeli ministers reiterated Tuesday, calling for the reoccupation of Gaza, encouraging the voluntary migration, voluntary, of Palestinians from the Strip. First, we must return to Gaza now. We are coming home to the Holy Land. Far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir said during a march in Sderot near the separating fence with the Gaza Strip. And second, we must encourage migration. Encourage a voluntary migration of the residents of Gaza. It is moral. What he means is everything they do is justified by God's will. How about this? Is this moral? You got IDF whistleblower revealing torture camps to CNN. That's commendable for him to be doing that. Israel attacks aid workers despite knowing their location. This is Middle East Eye. Human Rights Watch documents 8 Israeli strikes on humanitarian groups that have provided their coordinates in advance. How convenient for the mortars and artillery of Israel. They've already got the coordinates. Man, is that ever beneficial? How grotesque. Meanwhile, the World Court is going to have hearings on Israel's Rafah attacks, Reuters reports. The Hague, 14 May, yesterday. The UN's International Court of Justice will hold hearings on Thursday and Friday of this week to discuss new emergency measures sought by South Africa over Israel's attacks on Rafah during the war in Gaza, the court said Tuesday. The measures form part of an ongoing case South Africa filed at the International Criminal Court in December of last year, according to Israel, violating the Genocide Convention during its intervention against Palestinians in Gaza. But the U.S. doesn't see it. No, there's nothing wrong. No violations of humanitarian law, so far as the United States can tell. How disgusting is that? Here's something to ponder. Truth seeker. Russia can preserve traditional Western values, the new defense minister has asserted. Andrei Bulusov has officially become the 9th minister of defense in the history of modern Russia. He was nominated by President Vladimir Putin on May 12th. The decision was unexpected, as he's the first civilian to hold the post. Belousov has never served in law enforcement agencies, spent most of his career working as an academic economist. At the same time, he is a longstanding member of the Russian political elite who has held important government positions for the past 20 years. In these roles, he has demonstrated professionalism and unique vision of Russia's future. To get a better idea of who he is, RT compiled a selection of quotes from the new defense minister's recent speeches and interviews. Russia should follow the path of modernized conservatism. Russia can't preserve traditional Western values. The West has abandoned these traditional values and moved on to something else, to an anti-traditional mindset within the framework of postmodernism, where postmodernism abandons commitment to the concept of objective truth. Here's another quote. It is important to preserve traditional Western values, which in a certain sense are the values of Western Christian civilization and European civilization, and Russia can become their guardian.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, that new defense minister in Russia sounds like a good man to me. Truth Seeker has another article confirming his observations. The left is showing it will no longer tolerate Christianity. Think about it. Meanwhile, antiwar.com reports Israeli ministers joined march calling for settlements in Gaza, expulsion of, they can't wait to relocate, build these expensive condos in Gaza with a great view of the Mediterranean. They're viewing this as an urban renewal project. Members of the Israeli government joined thousands of Israelis in a march in southern Israel Tuesday, led by far-right activists calling for the reestablishment of Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip and the expulsion of Palestinians. And of course, that's what it's all about. Meanwhile, there's a secret history of Israel's role in genocide in Colombia. As a diplomatic road between the two former allies, I republished my, this is Dan Cohen speaking, expose on the role of Israeli agents in training death squads and devising plans for genocide in Colombia. Think about it. Meanwhile, Georgia is contemplating having a law that would require foreign corporations to register as foreign agents, which the White House opposes. The White House said Tuesday, if the foreign agent bill passed by Georgia's parliament were to become law, the U.S. would have to fundamentally reassess its relation with the country. Well, good. To hell with you. The bill, titled On the Transparency of Foreign Influence, We Need One of These Right Here in the USA, requires non-governmental organizations that receive at least 20% of their funding from abroad to register as foreign agents. And the U.S. opposes? Unbelievable. Meanwhile, Israeli flag raising in major Canadian cities spurs outrage among the Gaza War, Al Jazeera reporting. Rights advocates say the decision to fly Israeli flags on the country's Independence Day was completely inappropriate and harmful. A decision by some major cities in Canada to raise Israeli flags to mark the country's Independence Day has spurred outrage, with Palestinian right advocates saying Israel should not be honored as it wages a deadly military assault in the Gaza Strip. That's exactly right. How grotesque. Meanwhile, here's a nice piece from Information Clearinghouse, how the Western rules-based order is a sham. The International Criminal Court may issue arrest warrants for top Israeli leaders, causing tension with the U.S. The U.S. and Israel reject ICC jurisdiction, emphasizing the rules-based order over international law, which means they are not going to be responsive to international law. It's not yet clear whether the ICC will issue arrest warrants at top Israeli political and military leaders, as rumored by the media, but there's also been speculation the U.S. would seek to prevent it and Israel would consider retaliation, and that Prime Minister Netanyahu is frightened and unusually stressed at the prospect. The ICC prosecutor's office indirectly confirmed U.S. activism and Israeli threats in a sober but unequivocal statement. It should happen. It should be done. If there were ever a case, this is it. Meanwhile, a U.S. envoy is reassuring the world Gaza has not affected U.S.-Israeli ties. Right. No, our ties with a country just because it's committing mass genocide, just because it's slaughtering an indigenous people and stealing its land, why would that be any reason to disrupt relations with the United States? U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Jack Lew, said there was no change in U.S. relations with Israel on 12 May, despite Washington's decision to temporarily withhold an arms shipment, which we can see was merely a ploy to try to pacify criticism from the Democrat Party that this is all wrong. Meanwhile, Alex Jones reports the financial banking system in Cuba has completely collapsed. Cubans woke to learn their bank accounts had been emptied. There is no cash at ATMs. Well, be advised, that may be what they have in store for us. Meanwhile, here comes the cavalry. Begum, Vivek, Donald, Johnson, Mills, and more stand with Trump at his New York City trial. Yesterday, I reported something new and exciting was suddenly happening. Some big names, like Senator G.A.D. Vance and Senator Tommy Tuberville, had shown up in New York City to attend Trump's sham trial and to show their support for our president. I covered last night and I wrote, I hope the trend would continue. Well, it has happened, and in spades. Moreover, Jim Jordan, Cohen's lawyer, reports, Cohen's lawyer, this is another tweet, Robert Costello, just revealed that Cohen has nothing on President Trump. I swear to God, Bob, I don't have anything on Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Michael Cohen's secret recording of Trump backfires, proving Trump's innocence. If I didn't know better, I would almost think Michael Cohen is purposely sabotaging this case against Donald Trump. If he didn't know better, either that the man is really wildly inept and incompetent, because it's almost getting comical at this point. It also proves Alvin Bragg, whom some of you have dubbed Fat Alvin, like Fat Albert, is also wildly inept and incompetent, which is true, because it's mind-boggling to think he actually chose to play this tape. This should be evidence submitted by the defense, but it was submitted by Bragg himself. Here's a tweet about it by Red Trumper. This stupid Cohen tapes his client Trump, and there's a damn thing on it. All it shows is that Cohen is a sleazeball and nothing else. Well, how about it? Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House speaks out about the trial on the courthouse steps. It's for personal revenge, he declares. Well, folks, gather round for the circus outside the Manhattan courtroom today. This time, we have an unexpected character in the spotlight. It's Mike Johnson, everyone's favorite Speaker of the House, sarcasm, taking center stage. And what's his role? He's calling out Michael Cohen and defending President Trump. Johnson steps to the mic. This guy's out for blood, folks. It's all personal vendetta. Meanwhile, get this. I like this. Information Liberation reports. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost charges protesters under an ancient KKK anti-masking law. Grand jury rejects charge. Terrific. Republican Ohio Attorney General David Yost charged two pro-Palestinian protesters under an ancient KKK anti-masking law in a bid to eliminate their First Amendment rights. But a grand jury rejected the obscure felony charge in court on Monday. I like this. An Xavier University student and recent graduate arrested connected with a campus protest were charged with felonies under a law officials say had never been used in Hamilton County before. By Monday afternoon, the charges against Sophia Dempsey and Julia Lankich, both 22, had been ignored by a grand jury. In Ohio, grand juries are held in secret, so details about why the charges were so quickly brought before the jurors and why they were ignored is not known. Good for them. The grand jurors exercise common sense. Meanwhile, migrants in Denver have issued a list of 13 demands that must be met before they'll leave street encampment for shelter, including better food and work permits. Not only are they being coddled, not only are they being transported right up to the border, not only are they being given money, debit cards, transportation, and a host of other benefits, now they have further demands. They are not satisfied. Migrants in Denver have made a lengthy list of demands for the city. She said, if demands are met, then they will move into shelters. By Wednesday morning, the city shuttered buses for those who wish to leave. Migrants in Denver have issued a list of 13 demands they say must be met in order for them to leave the street encampment and go to a shelter. By Wednesday, the group said if their lengthy list of demand, which included better food options and work permits, is met, they will voluntarily leave their tents and go to city-funded shelters. Denver Human Services has tried to persuade the migrants to get off the streets. According to city officials, even with the demands, That offer still remains for those who lead. V. Reeves, a migrant advocate, told KDVR, the camp as a collective came up with a list of demands. The list, which has circulated on social media, was created after the city started to move migrants from encampments under train tracks and into shelters early Wednesday. This morning, they sent buses to take people over without presenting that document and without having any kind of signature for accountability. Read the list below. Migrant demands to accept DCC, I think that's Denver Community Shelter, want. Migrants will cook their own food with fresh, culturally appropriate ingredients provided by the city instead of pre-made meals, rice, chicken, flour, oil, butter, tomatoes, onions, etc. Also, people will not be punished for bringing in and eating outside food. Now, these are people from a whole huge range of different cultures and backgrounds. That would be quite a task. Second, shower access will be available without time limits and can be accessed whenever. We are not in the military, we're civilian. Third, medical professional visit will happen regularly and referrals, connections for specialty care will be made as needed. Wouldn't we all like all of this? Fourth, all will receive the same housing supports been offered to others. You cannot kick people out in 30 days without something stable established. Fifth, there needs to be a clear, just process before exiting someone for any reason, including verbal, written, and final warnings. Sixth, all shelter residents will receive connection to employment support, including work permit applications for those who qualify. Seventh, consultations for each person family with a free immigration lawyer. Free immigration lawyer must be arranged to discuss progress in their cases, and then the city will provide ongoing legal support in the form of immigration document clinics and include transportation of relevant court duties, dates. Eight, the city will provide privacy for families, individuals within the shelter. Nine, no more verbal or physical or mental abuse will be permitted from the staff, including no sheriff sleeping inside and monitoring 24/7. We're not criminals and won't be treated as such. 10, transportation for all children to and from their school will be provided until they finish in 3 weeks. 11, no separating families, regardless of family members have children or not. The camp will stay together. 12, the city must schedule a meeting with the mayor and those directly involved in running the newcomer program ASAP to discuss further improvements and ways to support migrants. 13, the city must provide all residents with a document signed by a city official in English and Spanish with all these demands and include a number to call to report mistreatment. Wouldn't these be dandy things for us all to have? But no, you can bet Biden admin will go all out for migrants. But as far as ordinary Americans, no. They just don't give a shit. Meanwhile, Bill Gates finally gets asked some real questions. Truth Seeker once again reporting. Bill Gates asked some real questions. Wide awake media. Every single part of the global COVID response, from the draconian lockdowns to the idea that normality would only return once a vaccine was available, to the rush vaccine rollout itself, was coordinated by individuals and organizations founded by Bill Gates. The host asked Bill Gates face to face, it's now becoming more and more obvious that the vaccine you promote and at the same time invest heavily in and make billions from cause countless injuries, side effects, and death. Can you sleep at night? I like this.
Mr. Gates, in your own words, what have you contributed to the world?
I'm not sure if you're aware, but I created the world's most popular computer operating system.
No, of course. But as we all know, it wasn't actually you who created it. As a matter of fact, the predecessor of Windows, MS-DOS, was created by Gary Kildare, which you then basically stole from him for a couple of dollars.
It's not just development. there's a whole lot of important factors to running an enormously successful company like Microsoft.
So then let's leave the computer world for a moment. You have been a major spokesperson for COVID vaccines during the pandemic.
Yes.
What exactly makes you a computer engineer who didn't even program his initial product himself, a valid representative of the pharmaceutical industry?
I have read a lot of books about that
topic.
Yes, but
how does that...
Wait a second. And met with specialists from the field all over the world.
Mr. Gates, with all due respect, how do you feel about it now? Now that it's becoming more and more evident that the medication you were promoting whilst having heavily invested in it yourself, thus making billions of it...
This is not how the world works.
...has caused countless injuries, side effects...
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Rasayana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, Cyril Wick, nationally renowned pathologist and former Allegheny County coroner, has died at 93. His criticism of reports on JFK assassination, that's a Warren report, consumed much of his career, which included stints as county commissioner and Democratic Party chair. To me, Searle always, it seemed, a veneer of immortality, had sort of a veneer of immortality. Seemed like he would never die. He was always larger than life, said Jerry McDevitt, a friend and attorney who represented Dr. Weck during a criminal trial in the 2000s. He, in a way, he was immortal because of what he's done, because of his life and career, one of the leading figures in Pittsburgh history. He just lived a life that was the envy of everybody. He wrote dozens of books, hundreds of other professional publications. He conducted more than 20,000 autopsies, consulted his postmortem exam for another 40,000. He was the first civilian to examine the evidence in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He believed John Benet Ramsey's father killed her, but it was an accident. He opined Elvis had died of an overdose. I think he's wrong about John Benet. It was her mother, not her father. He was a member of the medical panel for the House Select Committee on Assassination when it reinvestigated the death of JFK in 1977-78, publishing its final report in 79, which included reconstructing the wound of the back of the head so that it didn't even exist. So we have three different, completely different versions of the back of the head wound. At Parkland, you had a fist-sized blowout right at the back of the head where you'd rest your head if you reclined in a tub. That appears to be accurate. And you had the Bethesda report where the Bethesda pathologist James Hume took a cranial saw to the head and greatly enlarged the wound to make it look rather than an exit from a shot fired from in front, as though it could have occurred had Jack been leaning way over and hit the back of the head with a bullet fired from behind. But the HSCA completely redid it. They reconstituted the back of the head so there was no hole in the back or top of the head at all, and moved a wound of entry up to the crown of the head, where none of this was even consistent with the Harper fragment, a triangular chunk of skull that had been discovered the following day. I believe actually it was taken from a little boy and thrown back in the limousine by five Secret Service agents when they dismounted from the Queen Mary and surrounded the presidential limo during a stop that has been edited out of the Zapruder film. I'll be back and I'll take your calls.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Mm-hmm.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 15th day of May, 2024, where I take your calls. First up to bat, Joe in Florida. Joe, join the conversation.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I figured I'd call in early today because we got cut off a little bit late yesterday. The first thing I want to say was thanks for all your updates. So I'm actually calling for prayers and praying too for this Robert Fico, the Slovakian prime minister, who I guess is very seriously injured. Hopefully he gets through it. And, you know, I think it's interesting to look at the theories about who's doing this and what it is. So already you've got a fake narrative being spun in some places, right? It's kind of like a lone gunman crazy thing. No, it's very clear. So with the nature of the Kiev regime, we have a government led by a Jewish war criminal who's overtly just doing terrorist acts all over the world and assassinating. I mean, he is connected to the assassination of Daria Dugina, the daughter of the great Russian writer. The mafia in Ukraine has done that assassination. They've also assassinated some other people. It's my thinking that this person, who is actually a left-wing kind of writer in Slovakia, is going to be tied to Zelensky. And the theory is this. So, you know, up until recently, the only member of NATO that was strongly standing against this sort of fascist Ukrainian attempt to start World War III has been Viktor Orban. But this guy, Fico, was elected in October. He's a very, really strong, young, relatively young, he's only 60, intelligent guy who's been elected there. And what was his election platform? He specifically ran against inciting World War III and feeding into this insane Ukraine narrative. He's against NATO membership for Ukraine, and he told them to their face. And he's obviously an enemy of these people. I would never put it past these psychopaths who are running Ukraine, including the people that, you know, from our country, obviously have been running it, to openly try to assassinate Fico because he's a big threat to them. What do you think?
Oh, of course, 100%. I mean, this is routine. This is their standard operating procedure, no doubt about it. Here's a guy, anti-Ukraine, pro-Russia, doesn't want NATO to get involved. They're going to do their best to take him out when he starts to make waves like that.
And that's the way they operate. Now, you know, we have such a twisted media here that reports on Ukraine in such a freakishly false way. I mean, Zelensky and his thugs are openly committing terrorist acts in many parts of the world. And somehow this is how they're fighting back. Look, we know that they know they've lost already, okay? And so now they're panicking. But I want to move on to the other subject, which is always a very big thing. So the congressman that represents me, I use that in quotation marks, this disgusting Jew, Representative Jared Moskowitz, right? He's the guy who, by the way, about 2 months ago at the Hunter Biden hearing, he shows up wearing a Putin mask and saying, oh, the Republicans are taking messages from Putin. This is the clown that is allegedly representing me. Well, today he's on Fox News. Fox News. And they are interviewing him. You know what he says? He actually says, well, we know there's no genocide going on in Palestine. There's no genocide. We have to make sure that that's the point. There's never been a genocide. So here we have these, we live under Jewish tyranny, and they think that they are going to hoodwink people into believing this propaganda. Well, we can see there's images online on Twitter, obviously, some of the most horrifyingly sickening pictures of children literally having their heads blown off by these Jewish terrorists in Israel. And somehow we're going to believe that Israel is the victim? I mean, it's so disgusting. It's Democrats and Republicans, obviously, too. I know, by the way, Governor DeSantis down here had previously appointed this clown, Moskowitz, to two different positions in the state. He's a big Republican, right? He's giving a career to this clown who is obviously a liar. You know, it offends me on a deeper level. Okay, and this is what I was talking to you yesterday as we ended the show. Look, we have a big issue facing us, okay? And I used to hear people say, oh, you know, the red and the blue team, you know, that paradigm, don't pay attention. I used to think, well, they're kind of, I don't believe that. Well, you know what? I believe it now. I think, look, in some level, we kind of know that Trump is going to get reelected already. I mean, that's what I think, right? On many levels, people already see that as happening. And so it's actually a good opportunity. This is the point I was trying to make yesterday. Look, we are being faced with a moral dilemma, okay? Forget about the election, okay? Any other year, if we saw a genocide of 35,000 mostly innocent civilians, mostly women and mostly children, if we saw that any country on the world happening in real time, what would our reaction be? Okay, this is what America has to start focusing on, because next year we're going to have a president. It's either going to be one or the other, probably, right? And so then, where are we then? We're facing a world where, because we've so closely aligned ourselves to this terrorist Jewish regime that is literally slaughtering children in front of our eyes and pretending they have the right to do that, where are we going to be when we have whoever the president is? We're faced with a world that now understands that that's what America is. It supports terrorists openly and thinks you don't know what's going on and that we have a right to support mass genocide. Well, guess what? We don't have the right, and the sooner Americans wake up to that, regardless who the president is, we can only be benefited, because we cannot go on pretending that we can support the Jewish terrorists forever and not be held accountable. The world is turning against us. You know, the BRICS governments, the multipolar world, it's already happening. It's only because we're deluded by the Jewish tyranny that controls our government, our politics, our money, and our whole culture that we are unable to see it. What do you think?
Oh, Joe, that was just wonderful. That was such a clear statement. It was delivered so well. You're getting a medal from me for one of the best calls ever. Really, really excellent, Joe. Just really excellent. I got to compliment you. I'm just delighted you called in and we're first up today. Would you like to add a final thought?
Hey, the only thing I was going to say is, listen, I, as one person, maybe I went over it this time, I'm willing to voluntarily submit to, like, yesterday you were talking about a 5-minute rule, even a 3-minute rule. I think this is good because we can elevate ourselves as the callers.
It would be too high a degree of arbitrary. I make judgments with each caller about
exactly
what they're saying and the value of what you said. I wouldn't have cut out a minute of it, really, honestly. You were spot on, and you took up about
thank you so much.
10 wonderful minutes, Joe. Wonderful call.
Dan, I appreciate it. I would just say that, yeah. Listen, to my fellow RBN callers, that's exactly the way to. You're too much of a gentleman, Jim, to be cutting people off rudely. Oh, and you would never do that, okay? So that, what does that mean? That we, as the RBN callers, to honor that that's your approach, and maybe edit ourselves. If we go a little long, you'll let us go. But also, let's stay focused and keep up the great calls, because I don't agree with everything callers say, but we're on the same page. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, wonderful. Just sensational. I thank you. From beginning to end, wonderful. Dan in Washington, join the conversation, Dan.
Hey, thanks. I was calling. Renee actually made a good point about GMO food. But then she said Jill Stein might be good. And, looking back at the environmental movement, you had the Sierra Club, I think, in the early 2000s, they were for no immigration, because if you're trying to keep the environment good in America, you would want a stable population. But they took a donor by a Jewish, billionaire, because he wanted to push his Jewish agenda of open borders. So he basically destroyed the Sierra Club. So that's why there's been no action on GMO food. All of these organizations have been subverted and taken over, mostly by Jews who are just pushing their basically anti-white agenda. So I looked into Jill Stein, and first of all, I think she only got to be head of the Green Party because of Jewish privilege, just like Noam Chomsky is considered a very intelligent philosopher because of Jewish privilege, basically. But, she's all about the war on coal, carbon, and then social justice, which is basically just anti-white propaganda, So you're never going to get GMO labeled or banned if your organization is basically ran by Jews. Just like you're never going to get better standards for workers because the labor unions are subverted, taken over. I used to listen to XM radio, and I used to listen to Tom Hartman and Randy Rhodes and these supposedly left-wingers, but all they did was just pump out anti-white propaganda, basically hate propaganda. So, and I think a lot of that's designed to make me vote Republican, right? They want you to hate the liberal. That's why they put Rachel Maddow on there, all these people on MSNBC, because, they don't, it's just divide and conquer. It's you could call it the kosher sandwich, whatever it is, but as long as these people run all of our organizations, there will be absolutely no improvement in this country that I see. So you don't even worry about GMO at this point. I mean, I think, the entire U.S. government. So I just feel like we're going to have to basically have to, do what they used to do in ancient Europe and separate these people from power.
Well,
so we can solve our own problems, White people, George Bush actually did the Clean Air Act. Anything on the environment, John Muir protected all the forests. White people actually have a pretty good history. We banned whaling, of protecting the environment. But it's all going to be fried if these people continue to rule over us.
We can fight multiple wars on multiple fronts. I mean, GMO is a very appropriate and important battle to wage. I just say about, MSNBC, I thought Keith Olbermann had the best show I'd ever seen on television with Countdown. And yet when he was bumped and they replaced him with Rachel Maddow, and I think it's because Keith was getting out too much truth, he's turned into some kind of a loon. I hate to say it. I even tried to get him on as an author, as a journalist for Veterans Today when I was there after he got a boot from MSNBC because of my high regard. But today, I don't think his opinion is worth spit. Rachel is a very strange case. I at one point thought she was pretty good, But it's clear she's just one more propagandist. Now, when you mention Noam Chomsky, he's certainly the king of the heap. He's noted for introducing syntax as fundamental to language. But he got his theories, in my opinion, having done a great deal of research in the area of the nature of language, upside down. He thinks we all are born with an innate syntax, and then we acquire semantics or the meaning to words, and then we interact with people using the meaning for words based on the acquired vocabulary, which, of course, varies from one language to another, German, French, English, but based on what he referred to as a universal syntax. There appears to be no universal syntax that is innate and genetic and specific. So if you want to learn more about how to get things right, if you go on the internet, just search on Fetzer on Chomsky, you'll find two pieces. They're both quite short. One's about less than 10 minutes, 7 or 8, where I fought Chomsky for being dismissive of conspiracy in JFK, where he said even if there were a conspiracy, it was of no consequence because no policy issues were at stake, as though, you know, shattering the CIA, abandoning the Fed, getting out of Vietnam were not major policy issues. And then he said about 9/11, you know, he was similarly dismissive of theories that there'd been a conspiracy there. And what's wonderful about the short take is when I'm critiquing Chomsky, they flip to where Chomsky is saying exactly the things I'm criticizing him for saying. And in the other, longer, about Chomsky's linguistic philosophy with Paula Gloria, I know they review those points, but I go in greater depth about the nature of language and how we build a model based upon linguistic interaction within a group who use the same language. We build a model of the interaction to determine the meaning of the words, and then based upon the meaning of the words, we develop a model of the syntax of that language. But where syntax is an emergent property, it only shows up when you have enough words and things you're saying are complicated enough, you have to arrange them into a certain order to be intelligible and for conventional communication to take place. So Chomsky actually turns out, in my opinion, to be a pseudo-intellectual. And I say that knowing full well I have had friends, lifelong friends, who believed every word Chomsky ever read or wrote. He did do some good work exposing the role of the media in manipulating public opinion, which some might view as a precursor to Trump calling out fake news. So you raised quite a range of issues here, Dan. I'm glad you did. And for those who want to go further, I recommend Fetzer on Chomsky. Would you like to add a final thought?
I actually did watch that, and I agree with you at 100%. It's just like listening to Tom Hartman talk about how the working man got screwed over in America. Then, you know, anyone that wants to stop immigration, he calls a Nazi and says America needs to be denazified and all this crap. And that's not it. I mean, we could talk forever on this issue, but when I look at Jill Stein, you know, immediately, I don't have the benefit of the doubt with Jill Stein, well, Bernie Sanders, Noam Chomsky, any of these people, really.
Well, when you compare her to Joe Biden, or in some respects, Donald Trump, actually, she doesn't look so bad. She doesn't look so bad.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, and Bill Clinton, you know, we definitely have our traitors. But again, they have such a hold on the media. They have such a control over the media. That's the benefit of that control. Gives you a lot of power, you know. Thanks for taking the call.
Good call. Good call, Dan. Booba Scott Reb, we got a lot of praise for your slowing down. I want you to speak just as you did. Slower people like that. You're most welcome. You can start now, and I'm going to carry you over because we're going to hit the break. Booba. Hold on. Got
Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Helena Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for, all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Bubba, Scott, Reb, give us your thoughts.
Well, thanks. Everybody's understand we're top of the government. I got an observer in Texas. Say hi, observer in Texas.
Hi.
Okay, that's all you got to know. This will be, and it gets back to the Joint Chiefs that were talking to the National Command Center. They're sending troops. We'll fix this problem. It all started, and when I tuned in, you were talking about Dr. Weck. I didn't hear his name, but when you talked about all the autopsies, we know all about that. Bubba actually saw the evidence on that Ramsey thing back in the end of the 90s, that little girl. It was an inside job, just like you indicated. Bubba knew that. So she kept up. And the one who got the evidence for us that's at the Joint Chiefs, this Ed O'Connor, he was part of a federal task force in the 80s in that People's Republic of Boulder then, where they even have a member of the Chicago 7. He just died a couple of years, this Rennie Davis. and he was dead there. So there's a lot of things going in this creepy Colorado that we know about. And what you mentioned was interesting. You mentioned he died today, I guess. Is that what you said? That Dr.
Well,
Weck?
He died a day or two, a few days ago. Let's see. I can find the date, but I mean, Cyril got around. He was a very famous guy of all coroners, probably the most famous in history. Go right ahead, Bubba.
Yeah, this is all part and parcel to how he got started, because back before the Bubba Scout Gang got in the 1950s, I saw this writing. It's called Pantex. It was up in the top of the Texas, and they had this little, it said, tee-hee. So I looked at it as a kid. Oh, and it had a 4 on the right-hand corner on top and a number 2 on the bottom corner. And, oh, it's he plus he, and then the arrow plus L-I with a 7 on the right-hand corner, and the lower left had a 3 plus H-1-1. We found out what that was all about, too. And that's why we're at the top of the government. This is the kind of, we just get led into these kind of places. We have nothing to do with a lot of the projects that you'll hear about. So don't blame us. And so when people at the National Command Center said, thanks for your service, I always say, we haven't done anything yet. And don't blame us for the current condition, because we're not responsible for that. But thanks to everybody now realizes we're at the top of the U.S. government. We're monitored by the top levels at the Pentagon. So everything we do, and some kind of anomaly occurred. We can't replay this on your archive. The button pushes, but it doesn't launch your little, like, recording. It doesn't work. Somehow, Bubba doesn't understand it on your website about archives. It's just an anomaly. We don't have to know why. But
you're talking about the RBN archives. You go there and it doesn't play.
Right.
The archives for this show at RBN, right?
Well, not just your show, but it's not launching the little button.
Hey, I'll let Mike know. Go ahead. Continue, Bubba.
Okay. And Mike knows about stuff. We were going, he's really good. And we're wondering, Google has taken over Austin, Texas. How come he doesn't work for them with all he knows about this, like, what they call IT? He should be working there making big bucks because they took over. Isn't that right? Google has a 30-story building in Austin?
Yes.
Yeah, see, we got all sorts of people watching everything that's going on, mostly in Texas and in Florida. So that's where... I used to have other people in Texas, but they're dead. I used to have people on the left coast, but they're dead. People older than me are dying. You know,
give us your final thoughts. Give us your final thoughts.
Okay. Keep plugged in to Bubba Scout Rep. It's going to go somewhere under our operation. It's called Bright Horizon. You don't have to know the details, but if you mention Bubba Scout Rep, Bright Horizon, people around the world will be dropping dead of heart attacks. Thanks again. I'm glad you're starting to understand this is a big-time national emergency. We'll take care of the catastrophe. I don't know about the cataclysm coming next. Bub will have to work on that. First things first.
Thanks
Bubba. Again.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for sharing. Joe in Tennessee, you're on now. We're going to hit the break. I'll carry you over, Joe.
Yeah, I just... There seems to be a lot of Trump derangement syndrome going around lately, and this whole thing about, you know, they're setting Trump up to be a tyrant, you know, after this election, Mike Adams and all that. What do we have as president right now, everybody? The guy starts a war against Russia with Ukraine as proxy. Okay.
Take a deep breath. We'll continue right after the break, Joe. I want to hear it.
Help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the door.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news,
real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Tell us how we're not being fair to the Donald. Go for it.
Well, the idea that Trump is going to be a tyrant and ignoring the fact that Biden is a tyrant. I mean, let's look at some of the things Biden has done. It seems like there's this tyrannical moral equivalency between Trump and Biden, and I don't see it at all. We had 4 years of Trump as president, not as candidate, not as being interviewed on TV, but as candidate, as president. And what did we have? We had peace and prosperity, and then we had we had the deep state, the CIA, the FBI, all attacking Trump. Now we have Biden in, the real tyrant. And we have a war that he's got going with Ukraine, with Russia, using Ukraine as proxy, totally unnecessary. He stole an election. And then he puts all the people that complain about him stealing the election in freaking prison. In gulags all around the country, that's not the act of a tyrant? Is there anything that Trump did in any way near that? And then he has the vaccine mandate, which put me out of work, right? Now, Trump went along with the vaccine, but he didn't force anybody to take it. Biden forced all the military to take it, guys on ships like me and oil rigs, airplane pilots, you name it. They got forced. Doctors,
They made Catholic domestic terrorists, his FBI. Did Trump do anything like that? Abortion protesters thrown in prison, old ladies. He's got Peter Navarro in prison. Bannon's going in prison. Gonzalo Lira, he allowed the Ukrainians to torture him to death. They stuck the CIA on Alex Jones, bankrupted him, and it all turns out to be a deep state thing. And let's not forget, he's got Trump being tried, four different trials for Donald Trump, all being organized by the Department of Justice. And that's let's not forget flooding the border to bring in new voters. And then meanwhile, we're supposed to take that and then worry about Trump, the tyrant. I got to pull my hair out. You have a track record of out now.
Very good, Joe. You're making a wonderful argument. I'm really enjoying hearing this. Excellent.
Yeah, but I mean, I really am pulling my hair out. I hear these people, well, Trump might come in and he might be more favorable to Israel. And meanwhile, you're forgetting about the millions of dead in Ukraine. You know, this is how I sum it up, Jim, when it comes to this. When you get Biden and you get Trump, both of them are going to give you everything that they want for Israel. You're going to get wars for Israel. You know, either side. But with Biden, you're going to get war on Christians, you're going to get war on whites, and you're going to get war on patriots, okay? So that you're not going to get with Trump. You're not going to get a war on Christians with Trump. You're not going to get a war on whites with Trump, and you're not going to get a war on patriots with Trump. And when I talk about Christians, I bring up the fags, the gay stuff. You get that with Biden. You don't get that with Trump. You're going to get law and order with Trump as far as blacks running crazy in these cities with all the high crime rate and all that other stuff. So really, you've had 4 years of Trump, and you've almost had 4 years of Biden. And to sit there and tell me what a tyrant Trump's going to be. Trump's going to come in, and we're going to have a tyranny. And meanwhile, you're staring tyranny in the face in reality. It's like people are living in two worlds. There's a real world. Get your face into the reality. And don't talk about, oh, well, he said something on Hannity. And meanwhile, the real president is turning this country into a police state before your eyes.
You know, Joe in Tennessee, yes. You're rivaling Joe in Florida. This was just an excellent call. Great argument. I loved hearing it. You make me feel better already about the guy I expect to be our next president, Joe. Well done. Give us a final thought.
But look, Trump has his warts. There's things about him I don't like, but it's kind of like the comparison between him and Biden is really, there is no comparison. There's no real choice. And I appreciate your giving me the time. Thank you very much.
That was a wonderful call. Wonderful call, Joe. I look forward to your next. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Yeah, I'm going to second that Dan caller from Washington. I think, more and more, I think he's got a good handle on everything. If white people were left to their own devices and we didn't have these Jews involved, everybody in the country would eventually end up happy. Now, we hear about like just last caller here, I could contradict what he said. I could say, well, the Trump administration's first 3 years was a nothing burger. And the last year was nothing but a lockdown and everybody's cities were burning. You know, I mean, you can go either way with Donald Trump. So, but take this trial in New York City, for example. This, in my mind, is just another prop generated by the people that want Trump back in the White House, and that's the left. Michael Cohen is a lawyer in New York living the dream, and I'm supposed to believe that he is testifying against Donald Trump, trying to upset his presidency and maybe put him in jail. Michael Cohen knows damn well that they kill people for a lot less than that in New York City, and that's why I think Michael Cohen knows that this trial is fake. It's a hoax. It's a prop. And there is going to be no consequences for Donald Trump. Otherwise, he never would testify against Trump. Cohen's part of the Jewish mafia in New York City. And, there's one thing you can't get in New York City is somebody to testify against somebody else because they never know who they know. Michael Cohen is going to come onto the onto the stand and put Donald Trump in jail, and he thinks he's going to walk around New York City like Larry Silverstein did after 9/11. No, this is fake. This is how they operate. This is how they get these people, like people I know that support Trump, triggered into make sure they vote for him. Because the reality is this: on the 87th day of Trump's administration, he was shelling Syria with cruise missiles. And it wasn't long before that he was saying who's going to get us out of the Middle East. Okay, you can go either way you want on Donald Trump, but I think I'm going to go with Mike Adams. I think Donald Trump is setting everybody up to stab everybody else in the back who is not Jewish. Thanks for taking the call.
Oh, great call. Great call, Rick. I'm just ecstatic about our calls today. Sammy in Vegas, I'm pleased you have your back, Sammy. Join us.
Hello, Professor. How are you today? I hope you're great.
Doing well, Sammy.
Anyway, I want to get off of politics just a little bit.
Sure.
This is all, Professor, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is all about protecting the Rothschild dollar.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back in history, like RBN's got a great guest, Mike Getty. He goes back into the Constitution and how it was written and who wrote this, and he's got letters and everything. Our country was never set up to be what we think it is. It was set up. They've got it legal so you can actually pay off the congressmen and the senators. These corporations can ride out in the open with no consequences. And what we really have to worry about, I wouldn't so much worry about people coming over the border. They're going to draft their asses, believe me, and send them to war. All those military-age men you see crossing the border, you watch and see. As soon as this thing in Ukraine.
Yeah. Sammy, are you still there? Sammy, I was enjoying that. If Sammy reconnects, we'll go back. Keith in Montana, join.
Hey, Jim, good to hear you today. Hey, I got something for you. I've been waiting for some kind of an Archduke Ferdinand event. We've seen 600,000 who's died over in Syria. We see what's going on in Gaza. We've seen what's died over in Libya. God knows the millions in Iraq and stuff. But, you know, last week, I was talking to you about... are you on the phone again?
Go ahead, Keith.
Okay. Anyway, last week I was talking to you about how Georgia was throwing out all their NGOs, and this said went up for a three-time vote, and it passed all three times, and they are just mad over there. Well, on the cusp of that, the prime minister of Slovakia right now, Robert Fico, has just been shot in the public.
Yes.
And it's a stomach shot. So I'm not sure if he's expected to live or what like that. But this goes to show you, and the reason I'm saying that, because this comes just only a couple days after Fico formally and publicly rejected the World Health Health Organization's pandemic accord. But these guys are so desperate to stay in power, to maintain everything like that. God knows what they're going to do.
Yeah. It was my second story today, of course, that he was shot. I do not know as of right now whether he's dead or alive. Do you have an update?
No, I'm still waiting for an update there, Jim. But this just goes, like I say, the amount of despair that these guys are willing to go through. They don't care who the killer or like that, just to maintain power, you know?
Yeah, you got it. You got it, Keith.
So, that's all I have to say. Okay, bud.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for adding that. Very, very good. Alexander in Canada. Alexander, you're up.
Hello, sir. Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
See, so I just want to tell you something. I want to respond to what Dan said. Yeah, Dan is right. Absolutely correct. Jill Stein's controlled opposition, just like Bernie Sanders. And see, so you're absolutely right about Chomsky. Like, he was the worst... professors I ever that I ever read about. He's controlled the position about 9/11, U.S. policy, the war in Iraq, and also I know people who met him personally. They all told me he was very arrogant. He's a big bully, and there was a scandal at MIT where he worked like 25 years ago, and he pretended it never happened. So yeah, like I just want to tell people just like what Dan said, like just to. Warn, just to be aware of people like Jill Stein, like these people, they come in, they look nice and wonderful, like that, and claim that they want to help, but they're actually damaging the cause.
Yeah, go ahead. Good, Alexander. Thank you.
This is undone. Yeah, thank you.
Meanwhile, we got Sammy back. Sammy, I'm glad you're back. I was very interested in what you were saying. Please do continue.
Yeah, I don't know. I start talking about that and my signal goes away, huh? That's a little scary. But anyway, no, it's about the Rothschild daughter, the dollar.
Yeah.
Look at World War One. In 1913, they gave... Rothschilds the right to print money, to run the Federal Reserve, to run the IRS. And what happens a year later, now that they can just print money, we go into World War One. Who do they send over there? You couldn't have one little flaw, like Donald Trump with his bone in his heel. He had in Rush Limbaugh. Just one little fault, you couldn't go in. They sent all our very best over there to be slaughtered. Millions of them died. Then what do they do? The same thing in World War II. You can't say, oh, I want to go fight for this. They're sending your ass over there, like it or not. You can either go there or go to jail. Same thing in the Vietnam War. This is all to keep the dollar up. Look what they did to... the Arab guy over there in I can't think of the country, but he lived in a tent and gave all the money from oil to the people in his country.
Gaddafi. You're talking about Gaddafi.
Gaddafi, yeah.
Yeah.
Free college.
Yep.
When you got married, you got a $20,000 from the government and everything. And he was starting to do a lot of things with gold.
Yeah.
They not only killed him, Professor, the guys there that captured him anally raped him. When they were finished with that, they raped him with a bayonet and killed his ass. That's what they'll do to you if you mess with their green, I'm telling you. They will kill you in a heartbeat. That's why... At this point in the game, I hope Bobby wins. But if it's either Trump or Biden, they're both going to do the same damn thing. They've been doing this for 100 years. So I have no faith in the right-left system. But I hope we have a chance to get out of this, Professor. It's not looking good because a lot of people are getting out of the dollar. I think that's what all these wars are about. Brazil just signed up to get out of the dollar. All these BRIC nations, when they get this going and it's not going to be long, our dollars ain't going to be worth nothing. Have a great day, Professor.
Sammy, you're a wise man. I like your calls. Excellent. Thanks for that, Sammy. All of it.
Thank you.
John in Missouri, join the conversation, John.
Good evening, James. You know, I'm glad you took my call because, you know, I want to respond to Sammy. You know, he thinks that, you know, that this system's going to use those illegal immigrants in the military to fight wars. Well, I hate to inform him. Their plan is to use the immigrants in the military to come seize our guns because they know Americans won't do it. That's what the plan is for that. But
I think it's an invading army, John. It's an invading army, and it's going to be...
It is.
We're going to have to kill them before they kill us. It's going to be for all the marbles.
That's correct. But, hey, I just want to summarize all of the
the Trump debauchery, because I called your show for 2 or 3 years saying, even more than that, saying how Trump was a charlatan, and I would bet $10,000 cash on my Corvette, you know, if you can prove
it.
Nobody wanted to take me up on that challenge, you know, so here I still have my Corvette, but I just want to sum it all up. Analyze it scientifically. Let's look at it in the final equation. Since Trump has been in, are things better or worse? Just answer that question.
Well, they were better under Trump. Everyone would agree that much worse. Yeah.
That's not what I asked. I said, as of right now, since Trump's been in, are things better or worse? Right now, things are worse. So he really didn't do shit. That's all I wanted to say. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
You got it. You got it. Thanks, John. I love that music so much. Frances, how are you doing, girl?
Well, hey, young man. Yes, it's the silly Viking gal. Go figure. I have a odd question for you, other than the fact that the Palestinians are being given a bill of crap to start with. The politician, the name escapes me, that made the comment about that this was moral, that was moral, and so forth, with Nazan, I could just about hurl. What was his name?
Yeah, hang on.
About earlier?
Yeah, hang on. It's Ben Giver, B-E-N hyphen G-V-I-R, and he is a minister. Let's see here.
A minister?
Yeah. He was the national security minister for Israel. He's the national security minister.
Well, then that explains a lot then. Reason being is that one, I really don't know what his religion is, but I want nothing to do with it.
Well, he's a Jew, of course. I mean, yeah.
Well, regardless of the title and all that, I mean, that's a given. But the aspect that he says this is moral, that's moral, I'm like, okay. I have no problem with Christianity to start off with, but when I hear someone spouting off garbage like that, that, to me, just insults the Christian faith. It just insults it to the hill.
Yes.
I mean, it's reprehensible. I'm so deflored by it. Not to mention the aspect that, one, they're still bombarding and murdering people, for that matter, which, you know, is reprehensible. The various ultimatums, go figure. I don't know. I'm just sitting back watching and observing and everything, and a lot of things that I've heard so far that people have called in about is like, oh gosh, this is so dead on, it's not even silly. But when it comes to the aspect of coming in and an illegal immigrant coming in and being deputized or militarized to take action against the U.S. citizen, excuse me, I'm sorry, you're missing with the wrong mama, because I'll take your tail out. I will take it out.
Well, I
hope you threaten.
I hope you're able to do that, because we may need you. I think it's going to come down to it.
Well, Francis, I said, because one, they don't belong here. And
yeah, I think we agree.
They are saying that they're not happy with what they're getting food-wise or accommodation. I mean, did they have a five-star hotel staying at in the country they were originally coming from?
I don't think so. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, it's more than ridiculous.
Francis, give me a final thought.
Well, as usual, my heart goes out to the folks, the Palestinians and so forth, and what they're having to contend with and being screwed by, especially by the government and the military here in the U.S. It's basically a whore and a prostitute to the pimps over in the government and military of Israel and so forth that are not really Israelis to begin with. So my heart goes out to them. And a big shout out to both the guys and the gals that call in. Have a great week otherwise.
Thank you, Francis. John in Michigan. John, join a conversation.
Yes, Jim. One thing Kissinger said, that when everything's going to hell in these big cities, they'll be begging for the UN. And Mike Flynn said that there's over 200,000 Chinese men in our country right now, and those are going to be the people that will take over these cities, and that'll happen probably this summer. Even before the election happens, the Chinese are already swarming all over this country. And we do have the illegals, but those will be probably used for another purpose because many of them are not literate and are not going to assimilate. But the Chinese will take whatever they want, and there'll be our UN troops here that we will have to look forward to. There was one other thought I'm trying to bring out, I can't think of it right now, but
that's pretty sobering. That's a pretty sobering thought, John. I'm glad you laid that.
What are they here for? Why do we have 200,000, over 200,000 Chinese men here?
Good question. I don't know where they are, John. Do you know their location?
Oh, well, no, but I'm sure that the UN does, and that that's going to be their force, because these people are trained to take out we as an enemy, and they're also looking at all the real estate they'll be able to get, because they don't have women over in China. This will be a place of milk and honey, and just something that is going to be probably coming this summer. This summer isn't going to be... I don't think a very pleasant time for anybody here, so I would recommend people to prepare for something very tragic.
Thank you, John. Thank you, okay. John. Very good. Misty in Kansas, squeeze in a few thoughts, Misty.
Okay, I just want to clarify what a couple of the callers have suggested. There's an article that came out from the People's Voice today, and it's saying UN troops to be deployed across U.S. as Pentagon prepares for civil unrest. I sent you the link to the article, and then it goes basically on to say that these migrants, they're bringing them in under the guise of migrant refugees, but in fact, no, the UN, they are going to be here to fight against us. So
It's an invading army masquerading as migrant refugees. Yes,
exactly. But the UN is behind all this.
Yeah.
So all these callers are saying they're here to fight us. That is 100% correct.
Misty, I wouldn't be surprised if you're exactly right. Thank you for the call. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, and people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. See you tomorrow.